Good morning, I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Friday, February 17th. Currently with fair skies, it is 5 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29. The dew point is 0 and the wind chill is minus 10. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A traffic safety promotion kicks off Monday. JP Bizette has more.
Beginning February 20th and continuing through March 3rd, the Garden City Police Department will join other law enforcement agencies in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma with increased enforcement near high schools to raise awareness on roadway safety. The seatbelt enforcement emphasis is hosted by the Kansas Department of Transportation and the Safe Seatbelts Are for Everyone program. Citations will be issued for speeding, texting, or failing to buckle up. SAFE highlights the importance of wearing a seatbelt, driving alert, and following traffic laws.
Groundbreaking happened Thursday for the new toll lanes in Overland Park on U.S. Highway 69. It'll take 2 years to build the express lanes along the highway from 103rd Street to 151st. The Kansas Department of Transportation has said that 69 Highway is the busiest highway in the state. Drivers who choose the lanes will have to pay 35 cents to 175 per trip, depending on the time of day. Toll lanes will open in 2025. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Well, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ready to check out? Here we go. Clean air. I don't see a price on that.
Price check on clean air.
What else have we got here? Clean water. Gotta check that, too.
Price check on clean water.
Let's see. Healthy habitat for you.
You can't put a price on our environment. What you can do is support those farmers and others who care for our priceless natural resources. Conservation, there's something in it for you. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. At the National Governors Association Conference in Washington, D.C. this past weekend, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is the first state in the nation to join the Alliance for States providing interoperable reciprocity. And Governor Kelly called on other states to join the coalition, which advocates for the acceleration of military reciprocity by and between states, easing the process of obtaining a license in a state to which military personnel and their families are deployed. Right now, one in three spouses of service members works in an industry that requires an occupational license. Military spouses are uniquely disenfranchised by laws restricting out-of-state recognition of such licenses, because nearly 15% of military spouses move across state lines in any given year, compared to just over 1% of civilian spouses. And these laws often result in military spouses leaving the workforce during an already tight labor market. Aspire encourages states to join a digitalized system that would allow states to upload their reciprocity agreements so military families can know if the state that they're moving to will accept their licensing. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed bipartisan House Bill 2066, which expedites the issuance of occupational credentials to military service members and military spouses who are seeking to establish residency in Kansas. The legislation makes it easier for military spouses to transition into the Kansas workforce and spur new economic development. And Governor Kelly also hosted a roundtable last October to discuss ways to promote workforce participation for Kansas military families. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close a portion of K-383 in Norton County for reconstruction starting on Monday, March 13th. The closure will begin at the East U.S. 36 junction and extend approximately 6 miles northeast to the Prairie Dog Creek Bridge near Almena. The traffic should follow the signed detour route on U.S. 36 and U.S. 183. The project activities will consist of widening the highway on existing alignment into a 24-foot mainline surface with 6-foot paved shoulders. And the crews will also decrease side slopes and level hills and valleys, which will help improve visibility and increase passing opportunities. Several drainage structures along the route will be replaced as well. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects to reopen the highway by the end of 2023, conditions permitting. This project is the second phase of reconstruction on 26 miles of K-383 in Norton and Phillips counties. Phase 1 consisted of approximately 6 miles from east of Long Island to the U.S. 183 junction, and Phase 3 is the remaining 14 miles from Almena to east of Long Island. The Kansas Department of Transportation is currently finalizing the design plan for Phase 3 and anticipates letting the project for construction in spring 2025. For more information, you can contact Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107. In honor of the 10,000 Kansans lost due to COVID-19 and the families they left behind, Governor Kelly has directed flags to be lowered to half staff throughout the state, effective Thursday, February 16th, to sundown today, Friday, February 17th. Governor Kelly stated that it's with great sadness that she shares that Kansas has lost the 10,000th Kansan to the battle against COVID-19. And this milestone serves as a reminder of the terrible toll the virus has taken on the state and the world, and a reminder to continue using the tools to prevent further loss. The Kansas Legislature, a local production of Smoky Hills PBS, will feature State Garden City District No. 39 Senator John Dahl, Salina Representative District No. 71, Stephen Howe, and Hayes District No. 111, Representative Barb Wassinger, today, Friday at 7 p.m. The Kansas Legislature is a program that takes place during the legislative session and gives the legislators and viewers the opportunity to discuss up-to-date issues. During the program, viewers can call 1-800-337-4788 with their legislative questions. And to find a list of legislators that might be on the show each week, you can visit SmokyHillsPBS.org, where you'll find the 2023 season schedule. Streaming access is also available for each episode on the Smoky Hills PBS YouTube channel. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol reported that a Bruning man who went missing under suspicious circumstances was found dead in a grain bin on Wednesday. 43-year-old Jamie Balich was last seen on February 2nd at Bruning Grain and Feed Company, where he worked. The Thayer County Sheriff's Office asked the Nebraska State Patrol to help search for Balich after preliminary searches on the property were unsuccessful, and on Wednesday, he was found dead in one of the company's grain bins. According to the patrol, an autopsy has been scheduled for today, Friday, February 17th, and the investigation is ongoing. A state audit has uncovered more than $34,000 in questionable purchases by the former director of a Bertrand Senior Center, which prompted the filing of felony charges against Consuelo Connie Park. The audit, released on Monday, showed dozens of purchases through Amazon and PayPal for items that included an iPhone, an exercise bike, and an infant stroller charged to the Bertrand Young at Heart Center, which Park ran from 2017 until her resignation in August. The Nebraska State Auditor's Office, in its audit, noted that purchases from vendors such as Single Swag, which provides items for single adults, and Honey Love, which sells shapewear, would be unusual for a senior center. 51-year-old Park of Loomis was charged in January in Phelps County Court with 2 counts of felony theft and 8 counts of misdemeanor forgery in connection with the questionable purchases. A skid loader worth $20,000 was stolen from a South Lincoln construction site on Tuesday. According to police, at around noon on Tuesday, officers were sent to the site, which is south of 40th Street and Yankee Hill Road, on a report of a theft. A job site superintendent told officers that a 2006 Case model skid steer bucket loader had been stolen, and police were unsure of how the machine was taken since the keys had been secured on the site. An investigation is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to call Lincoln Police or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay wrestling coach Bill Brockelman to update on the wrestlers and their upcoming meets.
I'm here with head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman. Coach, last week you had a full schedule for you. Let's start off Thursday. You traveled out to Goodland, the Max Jones Fieldhouse, and you had a duel with the Goodland Cowboys. Let's talk about that.
It was a good duel for us. They were opening a couple weights, and we had to fill some of the weights with some JV kids because we were full on points for a few. So, but we wrestled very well, and we were pretty dominant pretty much the whole duel. Ended up winning 58-24, so it was a good duel for the boys.
And there was no girls involved in that duel?
No, because we had regionals that following Saturday, so we kept them back to practice and get ready.
One other thing before we get to the girls' regionals, you also send the junior varsity out to Colby for the Bill Voss Invitational. How'd that go for the Blue Jays?
We sent five boys out there, and I think we came back with four medals. The boys wrestled really well. Dorian Garza came away with a second place, was very close to winning it all, so he wrestled really well. Caleb Sumner came away with a third place, losing to a couple kids that have wrestled quite a bit of varsity. And Driggs and Balthazar of Hill City. Heath Simmons got third, and Colton Stover was back in the lineup again, and he came away with a first-place finish, kind of handled his first two guys pretty handily, and then he had three really close matches and won all of them with either in tiebreaker or and by 1 point. So he wrestled really well out there.
Then is on Saturday, you head out to the Hoisington, where you had the 4-3-2-1A girls regional, and quite a good showing for the girls.
Yeah, we had 10 girls there, 5 qualified, and 7 made it to the blood rounds. So our qualifiers ended up being Lorelei Granberry at 105, Evie Vance at 155, Kenya Goss at 170, Cadence Greason at 190, and Emma Ballou at 235. But we were real close to getting 7. Elise Waite was real close. She made it in the blood rounds and lost to Callie Priest of Ellis at 110. And Lily Puga made it to the blood rounds. And she almost threw that St. Francis girl to her back, but we just didn't quite get it done, and she fell short. But they, all of the girls had a really good season, and I was very proud of them. So I look forward to next year with those girls that are done, and I look forward to next year for these 5 girls that are continuing on.
Like you mentioned, that's a 4-3-2-1A, so you actually throw another classification in there. Lady Jays were sitting in 20th spot most of the day, but that back door kind of helped you in points and where you finished in 9th.
Right. We did a really good job on the backside. We got a lot of pins, and that really jumped us up in the team score up to 9th. And right behind Joaquini and Goodland, we were just a point behind them, so we were real close to 7th.
Now it's on to the boys' regional, and of course that'll be just in one day on Saturday, and you'll be traveling to Beloit. What do you know about the 3-2-1A regional in Beloit?
We got a lot of tough wrestling to go through. A lot of weights have 3 or 4 of the top wrestlers in the state, so it's nothing that we're not used to when we go to regionals. It's one of the tougher ones in the state, and that's the way we like it. That way we know if we get out, we may not see too many other people as tough as we already saw. The difference this year is we're not with Hoxie and Oakley and some of those other schools in our league that we normally have with us. So it's going to be great for us if we can get in the top 2 so that we can avoid meeting up in the first round with some of those local schools that we know have some powerhouses.
And, of course, we mentioned that's on Saturday. Can you give us the time and the format that Beloit will be running?
Beloit's going to start at 10 o'clock on Saturday, and they – from what we've been told, they plan on running 4 mats all day.
And do you know about maybe what time we're going to be getting out of there?
It'll be late, I'm guessing. The girls' one ended up being, we got done about 10, so I'm going to guess it's going to be pretty late. But luckily, they're running 4 mats rather than 3, so it should go a little faster. So hopefully we're out before 10 o'clock.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best of luck when you travel to Beloit for the 3-2-1A regional there on Saturday at 10 a.m. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thank you, Fig and Coach Bockelman, and good luck to all the Norton wrestlers in their upcoming meets. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having Sloppy Joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be walking taco, refried beans, fruit, and milk. Your schedule for Norton Community Schools, the MCEL Wrestling in Trigo, starts at 3 p.m. On today, the 2:23 p.m. Junior High Teachers and Students Got Talent, and at 4:30 p.m., the High School Varsity Junior Varsity Basketball at TMP. And on Saturday at 8 a.m., the Forensics at Jetmore, and all day long, High School Boys Regional Wrestling. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 40 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 16 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 40. On Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 44. And on Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 23. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Monday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 52. On Tuesday, there is a slight chance of rain and snow before noon, then a slight chance of rain, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 53. On Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 33. And on Thursday, mostly sunny, with a high near 21 and blustery. Currently, with fair skies, it is 5 degrees. The humidity is 78%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29, the dew point is 0, and the wind chill is minus 10. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future. But he wanted to try violin, so you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do, they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Spring training is now underway down in Surprise, Arizona for the Kansas City Royals as they try and build onto their new year in 2023 under new manager Matt Quatrero and David Lesky of Inside the Crown joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the young pitchers for the Royals who are going to be at the forefront of everything that they do this offseason and this spring training. And he noted how one young righty in Jackson Coar could be the sneaky pick for the best breakout season for the Royals this year.
I mean, I'm optimistic on that. I'm very cautious, but I'm optimistic there. So the reality is, if I had to pick one of the two, it's Coar, because he's the guy who could be a number one. He's the guy with the stuff. I mean, you throw 97-plus with that changeup, you can get playoff lineups out with that. Coar is the guy who, if everything clicks, you look up and he's third in the Cy Young vote. Again, it's hard to see it. It's hard for me to get there. But he's the name I keep hearing.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Castle.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at rethinkbutts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, we're going to go ahead and get a check of the weather.
This morning, the area of low pressure that brought folks some snow yesterday has now moved well off to the north and east. It was northwest Kansas that needed the precipitation and got it. 10 inches of snow fell in Hoxie and Atwood, with about 9 inches in Thomas County and 7.5 in Oberlin. As we go throughout the day today, high pressure builds in. South winds return. Temperatures will be in the 40s. And then tomorrow, we'll see a bit of a warm-up in 40s and 50s with gusty winds that may elevate the fire danger threat, with humidity levels running at around 30%. For northwestern Kansas, sunny with a high today in the low 40s. Tonight's low in the upper teens. North central Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Our low tonight in the low 20s. And temperatures in the mid-40s as well across northeast Kansas. In southwestern Kansas, sunny today, a light westerly wind with a high in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, our low in the low 20s. In south central Kansas, sunny and not as cool with a high in the upper 40s. And southeastern Kansas, sunny with a high in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much, Dan Holliday. So much of the livestock complex was under pressure Thursday, in part because of no cash cattle activity and a lower cash for hogs. Cattle traders are waiting for more cash to set the direction. Cattle trade is again waiting until the last day for business to be accomplished. Bids and offers were $2 to $3 apart Thursday and will need to come together on Friday. Hog futures were under pressure throughout the day, even though weekly export sales were strong at 45,000 metric tons, up 56% from the previous week, with China listed as one of the top buyers. Early this morning on Friday, March corn up half a cent, March soybeans up 3 cents, and March Kansas City wheat down a cent. Now, soybeans on track for a small loss on the week after failing a challenge of its seventh-month high on Monday. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
30th, and sets out on the road with one of the most renowned WWE superstars of all time, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
This is your hometown radio station, KQNK.
Say you will, say you won't.